Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 15th of December. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I am Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Joshua Ayres to discuss this week's local news stories. And in the headlines this week, Staines traffic lights could be reconfigured, parents are fined £250,000 for taking their children out of school, and Housing Association apologise for Christmas wreath demand. All these stories and more as I'm joined by Joshua this afternoon. Good afternoon, Joshua.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
All right, thank you very much indeed. Well, shall we start then with these Staines traffic lights? Always the bane of people's lives, waiting for them to turn green. So what are they up to?
So, your listeners might know the feeling of going to Staines and getting stuck in traffic. And the council actually wants to do something about that now. They've been discussing options to kind of free up the town for shoppers, particularly because there's a Primark opening in the town in February next year. So they're worried that that's going to increase traffic even more. So the Spelthorne Borough Council committee, their joint committee with Surrey County Council, met last week, and they're talking about ways that they can improve that. And one of the ways that they're thinking of doing that is re-coordinating all the traffic lights so they all work well together, and that's going to cost about £30,000 if they go ahead with it. But they kind of think they really need to do something because, yeah, it's not really pleasant.
I know, and particularly in the rush hour, you can be stuck trying to get over Staines Bridge. And what with all the works going on at the Runnymede roundabout a bit further on, the whole thing sort of becomes to a standstill, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a nightmare at the moment.
Mm, so hopefully this £30,000 will provide some sort of clever computer that can work it all out.
Yeah, exactly. So they're just discussing about whether they're going to go ahead with it. But, yeah, they've all agreed that they need to do something.
Well, let's hope something happens. Now, parents being fined for taking their children out of school.
Yeah, so we put in a Freedom of Information request about how much Surrey parents are being fined for taking their children out of school during term time. And over the past 3 years, it's been almost £250,000. The number of fines issued during those three school years actually plummeted by 65%. Parents, it's a difficult issue really, because parents obviously, you know, it's a lot cheaper to take your kids on holiday out of summer school holiday, but then, you know, teachers can worry that children can miss out, so it's a difficult issue really.
It is, and I know one or two teachers, and they say it can be a nightmare when, you know, you get certain children away one week and then others away another, and you're all trying to bring them back to the same level of knowledge
afterwards. It
does create a lot of, if everybody was doing it all the time, it would be absolute mayhem. I just wonder whether they'll ever grasp the nettle of trying to stagger school holidays a bit more, maybe.
Or kind of put some regulations on the flight companies or something. So they can't hike it up.
I know. They make their money, don't they, during the school holidays. There we go. Anyway, that's that. Housing Association apologising for Christmas wreath demand. What's all this about?
Yeah, so it was one of our reporters, you know, saved Christmas a little bit for his family without blowing his own trumpet. So the Housing Association has apologised, and that's A2 Dominion, after it ordered a Walton resident to remove a Christmas wreath from his front door.
No, really?
Yes. So this is Kieran Hinchcliffe, who lives in the residential area of the Heart. So A2 Dominion, they manage more than 35,000 properties across the southeast, and he got a letter saying, following an inspection conducted early this week, it came to my attention that you have some Christmas decorations situated on the external side of your front door. They're not permitted, and kindly remove it by Thursday, December 14th. So we contacted them, you know, saying, is this possibly a bit, you know, extreme? And they've apologised, and they said they happy for him to leave it up for that short period, and they said that maybe although they had good intention, maybe they were a bit overcautious there.
Well, the total lack of common sense and humanity, exactly. I would have thought, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose it's one of these health and safety rules. You can't have anything on the outside of your property.
Yeah.
But you would have thought a few Christmas decorations would cheer everybody up, basically, wouldn't
it? Exactly, yeah.
Oh, right. So we got our first Scrooge story of the year there, then.
Yeah.
Okay. I see that was right across your Elmbridge front page today.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, we're moving to East Molesey now, and you've got a former police station U-turn.
Yeah,
this is a handbrake turn or a...
basically, so there's an application to demolish the former police station in East Molesey, and there were hundreds of objections about it that were submitted by residents. So this is OSP Architecture acting on behalf of Langham Homes, and they submitted a controversial planning application to knock it down and build a two-storey building of 9 flats. And there were more than 280 objections about it because, you know, it's a much-loved building in the area and the facade would be demolished, which is quite a big, you know, it's the heart of the area, really. But that's been withdrawn now. And so, yeah, it looks like it's been saved, if not forever, for a while. The planning application has been... had been approved, but yeah, people weren't very happy about it.
Right, okay. Well, I'm sure you'll be following that story with interest.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Elmbridge experiencing a surge in break-ins.
Yeah, so sadly, we kind of often get this kind of story at the Christmas season. So there have been several arrests across Elmbridge as Surrey police are cracking down on the burglaries. The borough has experienced a surge of break-ins during the run-up to Christmas with 9 burglaries over the weekend of December 9th to 10th. And last week they said they received 10 reports of burglaries in just 2 days. So it's, you know, not a very nice thing to happen around Christmas. And so... you know, Surrey police are really trying to deal with that problem at the moment. They've been using tactics including trap houses, which are set up in certain locations and kitted out with hidden cameras and gadgets, etc. So, yeah, hopefully they'll be able to crack down on that and really, you know, stop this from happening.
Indeed, yeah, because this time of year with a lot of people buying gifts and so on and and keeping them on site maybe, yes, you've got to be very careful what you do at this time of year,
yeah,
don't you?
Exactly.
All right, not just for Elmbridge and Gede, for anywhere, you know, obviously, try and keep yourself very secure. Well,
definitely.
Joshua, thank you very much for taking us through the headlines this week, and
you're welcome.
We look forward to diving into the Surrey Advertiser for your local area to find out more.
Yes, great, thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Zosia Ayres. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.